This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. This next story takes us to a group of islands off the coast of Southern California. They're sometimes called the Galapagos of North America. The Channel Islands are barely 20 miles offshore, but like the real Galapagos Islands, far out in the South Pacific, they're known as the home of many unique animals. One of those animals is on the brink of extinction. Now, an unlikely alliance of biologists and professional hunters is trying to save the Santa Cruz Island fox. Here's NPR's Luke Burbank.
Norm MacDonald didn't travel halfway around the globe just to get stopped by some boulders blocking a stream.
Top of those couple of rocks. This thing here's a little short on ground clearance, but it'll get there.
We're driving in an active creek bed right now.
Yeah, well, these are ATVs that go anywhere. This is common practice when we're back in New Zealand.
MacDonald is a squarish man of 50 with closely cropped gray hair. His company, ProHunt, is being paid $5 million to eradicate public enemy number one here on Santa Cruz Island, feral pigs. Left behind by ranchers in the 1800s, the pigs have multiplied, growing hairy, aggressive, and wild. Which wouldn't be that big of an issue if not for their effect on the endangered island fox.
The reason they went close to extinction was almost a perfect storm of factors.
Tim Coonan is a biologist with the National Park Service.
You have the golden eagles coming out here, never known before on the islands before the mid-1990s. They got out here, they probably discovered the feral pigs that were here on Santa Cruz Island. That really supported that population.
The golden eagles were attracted by the ample supply of pigs. But when they arrived, the eagles started eating the foxes as well, decimating the population in less than a decade. And as long as there are pigs on the island, the birds aren't going anywhere.
When we saw the scope of the problem, it was frightening. You never want this type of thing to go down on your watch at all.
Along with the Nature Conservancy, which owns most of the island, Coonan has been breeding foxes in pens in order to keep the species from extinction. There are only about 70 wild foxes left, so each one is important. That's where Rachel Wolstenholm comes in.
Okay, so I have my list here, and this is all the foxes that we have with radio collars.
Wolstenholm works for the Institute for Wildlife Studies, a contractor hired to monitor the foxes. Each night, she drives to different points on the island, listening for the foxes through a scratchy radio receiver.
I certainly have my favorites. There are certain animals that are always with their mate. And so you think, M42 is with F59 again. And so that's a lot of fun. And some of the ones who are hard, F76 is... she's really hard to find. I wouldn't even try to get her during the day, only at night.
The foxes are tiny compared to their mainland counterparts, and when they die, their collars send a rapid mortality beep. Wolstenholm says golden eagles are usually to blame, so why not just capture the eagles?
See this right here? It's for tethering down whatever the bait animal is.
That's just what biologist Jim Spickler is trying to do with devices like this bow net.
What happens as the bird comes down to attack this thing, you get... that comes out and gets it.
Once caught in the circular trap, the birds are relocated to northeastern California. Since first identifying the problem, biologists have managed to reduce the eagle population significantly, but it's still not enough, says Tim Coonan.
We've tried a bunch of things for the past 5 years. We've probably captured all the dumb animals that there are out here, and we're left with some very smart ones.
The Goldens probably wouldn't even be here on Santa Cruz if the island's bald eagles hadn't been killed off by DDT in the 50s. To that end, biologists have been shipping young bald eagles to Santa Cruz, hoping they'll make it their home. Meanwhile, back on the windswept west side of the island, Norm MacDonald has finally arrived at his pig trap. It's a simple ring of metal fencing with a one-way door on it. A helicopter drops cornmeal into the center of the circle.
This is where the pigs have been rooting up on the ground. And you're just going to be careful when you walk through here because some of those holes are quite deep.
Within seconds, three big hairy boars come sauntering out of the woods and into the trap. Eventually, ProHunt will also have to shoot the animals from a helicopter and track them with dogs. The wild pigs are so ferocious, the dogs will actually wear special Kevlar vests so they won't be mauled. Some people have called the hunts cruel, but MacDonald sees himself as a conservationist.
When I'm gone, you know, people are going to say, hey, look, you know, these guys actually did something, you know, worthwhile. If we don't do anything about it, that fox is going to disappear.
Of course, this whole mess started because humans added and subtracted species from the island. The biologists and hunters on Santa Cruz are just hoping that this time they've got the formula right. Luke Burbank, NPR News.